of people were killed when an illegal oil refinery exploded in Nigeria. Timothy Obuzu has more.
The Rivers State Police Command in southern Nigeria told VOA by phone Wednesday that authorities have launched a probe into the latest incident. Spokesperson Grace Iringa-Koko said Iba community locals had been scooping crude oil and refining it at an illegal site late Sunday night when an explosion happened. She said authorities removed 15 charred bodies, including that of a pregnant woman, from the site. Authorities say 20 survivors, including the owner of the illegal refinery, were taken to a local hospital with burns. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Britain's government on Wednesday proposed banning younger generations from ever buying cigarettes, a move that would give the country some of the world's toughest smoking rules. If passed into law, the smoking age would rise by 1 year every year, potentially phasing out smoking among young people almost completely as soon as 2040.
I think it's very clever the way that it's being done, that it's being done by stopping people starting to smoke rather than trying to stop smokers, which I don't think you could do.
Baroness Lucy Neville Rolfe, who is a member of the House of Lords. Gunmen in Nigeria kidnapped five female students from a university in the northwestern Katsina state on Wednesday. According to police, it's the second such abduction involving students in the region within a month. Kidnapping for ransom by armed gangs is rife in northwest Nigeria due to high levels of poverty, unemployment, and the proliferation of illegal firearms. This is VOA News. India reveals more toxic syrups months after poisoning deaths.